reasoning with him. And there's times when I got things that are happening in my life, I just look up to Yahweh and out loud say, what in the world? Communicate with our Heavenly Father. I believe you can talk to him as a man talks to his friend. I really do. Be not deceived. Elohim is not mocked. For whatever a man sows, that shall he also reap. For he that sows to his own flesh shall also of flesh reap corruption. But he that sows to the Spirit shall of the Spirit reap eternal life. If you don't sow to the Spirit, do you understand? That's what the Bible's saying right there. That's what it tells me. If I don't get to sowing to the Spirit, I'm not going to reap eternal life. That's what it says. He that sows to the Spirit shall of the Spirit reap eternal life. And let us not be weary in well-doing. Once again, there it is, another admonishment. Keep on plugging away. Keep on doing it. Keep on, if that sword just can't quite seem to get it sharp, keep on sharpening it. Keep on working on it. Keep on honing that sword. And one day, all of a sudden, it'll just happen. You'll say, it's sharp. You'll be able to say, as Paul said, I have laid up a crown for me. It's laid up. I know it is. You know, I'm pretty quick to say, boy, I hope I'm making it into the kingdom. I don't know if I'm gonna be able to make it. I just don't. Paul was confident. Why? Because the man strove with all his heart and mind to do what is right. It's easy for me to say, I don't know if I'm gonna make it or not. I'm striving, but I don't know if I'm gonna make it. That's not the attitude to have. The attitude is to have is, I am going to do more. I am going to do better. With Yahweh's help. And it's not about I. As Satan sought, I. But it's determination on my part to do more. To be better. To go the extra mile for Yahweh and for my neighbor. Be not weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not. If you're almost to the door and you faint, my goodness, all that effort was for nothing. So then, as we have opportunity, let us work that which is good toward all men, and especially them that are of the household of faith. Let us fight the good fight. Let us hold fast to our crowns. Remember that. If you don't take but one thing from here this day, remember, I said, the word of Yahweh said, hold on to that crown. Hold on to it tight, because somebody, there are people, I read on those emails, there are people who are hungering and thirsting. And if we're not zealous for Yahweh and zealous for His word and zealous for to sharpen the Spirit, the sword of the Spirit, somebody's going to come along and you don't know. They may not have to snatch it, that crown. They may just have to simply walk by and take it. And then you're standing one day looking, saying, whoops, it's gone. Sharpen the sword of the Spirit. I want to read again, verse 10. So then, as we have opportunity, let us work that which is good toward all men, and especially them that are of the household of faith. Love the brethren. Help the brethren. If someone calls and you're having a bad day, try to put it aside. If you're busy, try to be patient. Try, especially, to help those of the household of faith. And in conclusion, I just want to say, at the resurrection, when Yahshua looks at our swords, will He find a sword sharp and shiny? That sword being the sword of the Spirit. Then, and only then, will we hear Him say, turn to Matthew chapter 25. At that last minute, will we hear the words that we so long to hear. Matthew chapter 25 and verse 21. His master said to him, well done, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful over a few things. I will set you over many things. Enter into the joy of your master. Is that what you'll hear? Is that what I will hear? Will he say, well done, good and faithful servant? And may Yahweh bless you as we continue to remember on this day the Holy Spirit was poured out. I know this sermon was a little bit different. We usually speak about the day of Pentecost. But I felt today we needed to talk about the Holy Spirit and what effect it has on our lives and what effect it will have on those around us. May Yahweh bless you. If I could ask Al, would you come up and please give a closing prayer?
Let's all rise, please.
I'm sorry.
Yahweh Most High, we come before you and we thank you for this stirring message. We know that we have weapons. We know that we have protection. And of course, the sword is the only offensive weapon we have. It's your word. We pray that you would help us to do a self-examination of our lives and to check our armor out. What about our breastplate? What about our feet being shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace? We need all these things. We need the defensive tools as well as the offensive, the sword of the Spirit. And we just thank you, Yahweh Most High, that you've opened our hearts and our minds to see the truth and to live according to the truth of your Torah. And we thank you for the hope in our heart of a better day yet to come when Yahshua will return. We just pray, Yahweh, that we be found faithful and worthy to rise to meet him in the air. But we know there is many things that we must yet go through, and we pray that you would give us the patience and the endurance to go through all that has been foretold. We take this time to say thank you to all those that have gathered together in holy convocation on this day. We pray that a special blessing would be upon them, and that you would watch over those that have to travel long distances back home, that you would help them to get home safely. We thank you for this Sabbath day, and we thank you for Yahshua the Messiah and for the Word made flesh. We love you, Yahweh, and we love the brethren, and it is by our love that the world will know that we are truly your disciples indeed. And so we ask you to continue to give us a greater portion of your Spirit that we may abound and superabound in the fruits of the Spirit. That is our prayer, Yahweh. And we just thank you and praise you for the things yet to come and for the blessings that you are yet to pour out upon us. We pray that if it's possible that you would pour out your Spirit upon us this day, as you did in Israel of old, but it's all according to your will. And so we thank you and praise you and give you glory, honor, and blessing as we say, Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.